Welcome into the podcast. This is One-on-One. My name is Mark Harmon. You are Seth Marks. We got 10 minutes of rip-roaring sports talk for you coming right now. Three topics on the table. We're going to start off with giving credit to our guy David Haugh, Chicago Tribune. Haugh with the piece today, Seth, over the weekend, I should say, talking about bringing a second NFL team to Chicago. Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, might be interested at some point in moving his team because they do not draw at all down there, 27th in the NFL. Would you, as a diehard Bears fan, a man who loves Walter Payton, the whole deal, do you think this city would accept a second NFL team? Because I think there's so much Bears dislike and just frustration out there that I think it actually could work here.
I think it would force just what Target did to Walmart, what Burger King does to McDonald's. I mean, get you a little playing at the top of your game. You take nothing for granted when you know there's some footsteps behind you. And if we had another franchise in this town, it would straighten up and fly right, is what the McCaskies would try to do. I know they've been trying it for years, but they've been taking the fact they have a monopoly of the only NFL team in the greatest sports town in America for granted. I would absolutely love and support a second NFL team and support the Bears at the same time. I'm not one of those guys that you got to pick a horse when you can ride two.
Right, but people
I'll take one A and B.
Okay, but people only have so many disposable dollars, right? And NFL tickets are very expensive. Do you think that we could actually, in this city, fill up two stadiums? Like basically, it would be every week there's a game in town. Do you think the money would be there?
They do it in New York. I mean,
a lot of dough in New York.
And there's even more distractions. There's a lot of dough around here. If you've been up to Waukesha, I mean, you can pull from Wisconsin. I do believe the population density is there for two. I think this is a blue-collar type city where football is king of all the sports. I think football is the number one sport in the Chicagoland area.
Where do you put the stadium? Like, there's no way the Bears are sharing Soldier Field. You got to go complex in some suburb.
I think you go with the Officer Kroenke move. This Kroenke guy who's taking the Rams to L.A., I think you build the huge complex western suburbs, probably out by Hoffman Estates in that Schaumburg area, and you build the movie complex. You build the, you know,
a whole big city.
Yes, outlet mall, whatever. You just build it so it's a destination, and then you have eight NFL games, too.
Crazier things have been floated. What do you think of Jay Cutler this season? You've been a longtime Cutler hater. I thought he played a pretty solid season, Seth. How do you come out on Cutty?
Hate's a strong word, Mark. And at the end of the day, I think the guy's had two postseason appearances in 8 years as a Chicago Bear quarterback. Two postseasons.
And one victory. Is that
right?
Good?
It's horrific. He would be fired if this was a corporate job, let alone given an extension that he got a couple years ago when, at the time they gave him that extension, and I lost my mind with a lot of other Chicagoans when they gave him that crazy money, he had missed 25% of all the games. 1 out of 4 days at the office, he was gone. And then they give him that extension. He had that horrible record against the Packers, still does, 1-1 this year. But, I mean, the guy just can't get it done.
He's coming back next year. You're aware of this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not made official, but I'm sure he'll be here.
It's in his contract. If you don't think, though, they're back-channeling, trying to get rid of him, you're mistaken. He did exactly what they needed him to do, which was get guys like you to believe that he's got, you know, that great arm and all this potential and in the right system and can take it to the next level. He hasn't done it here in 8 years. Denver knew something we didn't know, obviously, and I can't stand him. I know you get a little intoxicated when you see the guy's this amazing arm, but his body language, his attitude, and his lack of leadership, to me, are cancerous to the organization.
Do you have any compassion for St. Louis Rams fans losing an NFL team? I mean, St. Louis was going to bend over backwards to try and keep the Rams. They were going to take public money that's needed for schools and roads and this, that, to try to keep the team. But L.A. was just such an enticing move for Kroenke, who, by the way, married into his money. Wife, very much involved in Walmart, outstanding company.
Kudos to him.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean,
you can
feel
do it with your Schmeckel. All the more to you.
fair point. Do you feel? I kind of feel bad for the Ram fan, but I'm glad that
it's horrible,
right? But
it's horrible.
But I'm glad the city didn't. You know, they still went over the top. But there shouldn't be any public money for any NFL teams. Is the point I'm trying to make. Genug with cities stepping up when you're talking about billionaire owners. Buy your own land. Get your own complex. Kroenke had public money from St. Louis, but he went completely private out in L.A. because that was his best business move. With the state of this country and the state of California, Illinois, wherever you want to pick, every state's broke. We should not be giving money to NFL owners. Are you with me?
Yeah. I mean, and Kroenke's going to L.A. It's a big, huge market that's starving for an NFL team, and he's going to build that type of facility we just talked. It's going to have the biggest movie theaters in L.A. It's going to have bowling alleys. It's going to have unbelievable activities and shopping and an NFL stadium. So that's not it's not as compelling in St. Louis.
Let's switch from the football to the hard court. One of my heroes. Or I wouldn't call him a hero, actually, but one of my favorite guys, Chicago Bull, Joakim Noah, dislocated shoulder. He's going to be out for the rest of the season, free agent at the end of the year, 30 years old. What's the Noah legacy for you, if there is one, in your mind?
You know, I think I'm channeling Chris Berman right now.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
No, I was listening to Frank Caliendo. Have you ever listened to him?
Very talented man.
He is unbelievable. He had me crying doing some Chris Berman. It was like, So Joakim Noah has no legacy. I mean, you got to win to me to have a legacy. We never won anything with Derrick Rose or Joakim Noah. I love his energy. I love his heart. I'm not judging him for a character, guys. I'm not getting married to him. I'm just judging him because I want to win championships as a Chicago Bulls fan. He hasn't gotten us there.
No participation trophies in your household?
No. No, I think that's a problem with society today. But Joakim Noah, I'm not as infatuated as you are with the guy, but I'd say let him go. He's 30 years old. He's 9-9, and this year he's been horrible.
Heart and soul of the team.
Bring back Bob Love if that's what you want. I mean, guy's done. He's got nothing left.
Bob's a little old right now. I don't think we need...
Same amount left in the tank as Noah.
That's not true. Joakim Noah, I'll just tell you this, and we can move on from Noah. But he will be effective for some team. And I actually think he's going to end up back with the Chicago Bulls. Just mark it down. Powell's going to leave. They're going to need a center. The dollars are going to be there. He's going to want to be here. He'll take less. Noah stays with the Chicago Bulls. You heard it here first on One-on-One.
It's a big call. It's a big call. I could care less, though. Well, you're not winning anything with Noah.
Where do you come out on Derrick Rose? Do you support Derrick, or are you ready for him to go, too?
Completely ready for him to go, and who would take him?
You think no one yet.
You think anybody is jumping out of their shoes to take D. Rose?
Not for 20-plus million, no.
How many years does he have left?
One more after this. Then it'll be sayonara.
Yeah, so that's been a huge disappointment. Who's a bigger disappointment, Cutler or Rose?
Cutler. Rose won an MVP. But Rose just got hurt. He's got three knee surgeries.
I would agree with you.
My man, D. Rose. I want to wrap up with a public service announcement from The Beat, and actually not The Beat, from One-on-One. The Beat, by the way, Saturdays 3 to 7, Sundays 3 to 6. There was a guy out in New England who might not be a household name. His name is Chandler Jones, defensive end. He smoked some synthetic marijuana, which is a very harsh drug. Now, these guys are smoking synthetic weed these days, Seth, because they don't want to get drug tested, even though they don't test during the season. But they don't want to get caught, so they smoke the synthetic. He ends up completely out of his mind, doesn't know where he is. He knows well enough that he shouldn't drive. He ends up shirtless at a police station on Monday, and then this past Saturday, he's on the field for the New England Patriots, who haven't exactly set a record for being the most, integrity. From Deflategate to Spygate to everything else they do over there to win. Not that they don't have talent, too. They end up playing this guy. How do you go into the locker room if you're Bill Belichick when everybody on the team knows that this dude was on the synthetic weed on Monday and then he plays on Saturday? I mean, how do you have any accountability? You can do whatever you want. You want to get drunk and drive into a pole. Hey, as long as you're healthy enough to play on Saturday, you didn't injure anyone, and you don't go Aaron Hernandez in New England, you can play. To me, it's unbelievable.
A lot of money, big industry. I mean, these guys. First of all, it's not illegal. Is synthetic marijuana illegal?
I'm not sure
if you can't test it for it. I don't know.
It's a
Kraft knows how to win. Belichick knows how to win. you know,
lie, cheat, steal, do anything you can to get ahead?
I don't know. Do you really think they're doing all that? I mean, they get a bit. Do you have a problem with inflate? You have a problem with Brady taking a little air out of the ball?
Yes, of course. You can't do that. That's legal. You're cheating. You're getting an advantage. Come on.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean,
oh my God.
You think putting a little more pine tar on the bat is illegal? Like, because that you think that's an issue too? There's certain rules that are ridiculous. I mean, synthetic marijuana. I don't know how we're getting. You know, I'm very Bernie Sanders on this subject.
God, I love Bernie. Hope he wins. I do. I'm so into Bernie. That would change the world. Give me some Bernie.
I don't know. I don't know what you want me to talk to. The guy did a little synthetic weed.
Well, I just want to give a public service. If you're going to smoke weed, smoke the real stuff. Like when you go to the store and you buy milk, do you go organic or do you go the standard cheap milk?
I go powdered milk.
You have a stomach issue?
Have you ever gone powdered milk?
No, it sounds terrible.
It's a legit thing, powdered milk.
It is?
I've never met a human that's actually digested powdered milk. Yeah.
You want to go? Can we go get some powdered milk after the show?
Let's get you locked and loaded on Tinder and ate a nice glass of powdered milk.
All right, next week we're going to talk about my dating life. Seth, this is a one-on-one, and we're off and rolling. We're going to be here every week. Are you up for this?
Yes.
We'll see you next time, one-on-one.